flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first of all, you go to Vegas, and then you join Baskin and Phillips on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mr. Tim May from Letterman Row with us right now from Las Vegas, Nevada. And a driving range in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tim?
Sir?
Driving range, getting ready to play 18 on a gorgeous, beautiful, gorgeous late January morning. Pretty fired up about it.
You rent the sticks or did you fly the sticks out?
My buddy Tom Blattler provides the clubs. I provide the humor. And we rock and roll right down the fairway, baby.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
I'm so jealous. It's 20 out right now, and I'm staring at snow. You win.
I'm happy for you. Menigan's in for Andy today, Tim.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
So the show, we're already like two strokes ahead is what you're saying. We're playing with a two-stroke advantage.
We won't tell Andy. So here you go, the Ohio State Buckeyes. The only thing I thought about the game, other than that's outstanding, was, boy, you got a little conservative on offense and defense, but that's okay because you still won the national championship. Does Ryan Day shut everybody up, and is he properly anointed as one of the best coaches in the country?
Here's the thing. Whoever you haven't shut up, who cares about them, right? And number one, and number
two,
losing your arch rival 4 years in a row is a big deal. That's one of the reasons college football has become what it is because of rivalries. And so that is a big deal, but it's not the biggest deal. And especially in this new era, it's clearly not the biggest deal because they just won a national championship. First time since 2014. I mean, every time now college football decides to change its playoff format, Ohio State probably should be considered the favorite, no matter who they got coming back. Because in 2014, they went to four teams, and Ohio State got in the back door. In 2024, they went to 12 teams, and Ohio State came in the side door, kitchen door, really, but still in the raised hell. You know, the guys who were in the front parlor all got eliminated. It's a new era. It dawned actually a while ago, but now the new era is in full flight, and Ohio State figured out a way to get the job done because they finally played like you thought they would play all year, but they did it for four straight games. Fellas, think about that gauntlet that they just ran, being the third best team in the Southeastern Conference, then being the Big Ten champion, and then beating Texas in Texas. You know, the runner-up in the SEC by overtime, and then doing what they did in the national championship game. So there you go. If that doesn't cement your legacy as a head coach, I don't know what does.
Agreed completely.
All right, so there's a rumbling that's floating around out there that people are coming to Jeremiah Smith and offering him obscene amounts of money
I'm sure they are. I think he's represented by Drew Rosenhaus, you know.
Ooh.
So I would think all kinds of things are floating out there. I was talking to him immediately after the game. He's cemented as an Ohio State legacy and star now, and he really likes working with Brian Hartline. And, you know, Ohio State in the NIL realm can probably, you know, within reason, pretty much match anybody in that regard. So we'll see how that goes down. But, you know, that's what I said, a new era has dawned. The transfer portal and NIL collectively have made it, you know, free agentville from now on in college football until somebody gets a rein around. I don't know how you actually get a corral around what's going on anymore, because it's so crazy now. It's ridiculous.
Does the NIL need tweaked to have, say, like 3 or 4 year contracts, Tim? Because right now it's complete free agency every year.
I said 3-4 years ago, and I think even on this distinguished program, but I know I've said it everywhere else, and I've even written about it a couple times. Contract is the magic word headed forward, because how else are you going to hang on to people?
I don't know.
And just because you have an NIL contract, you know, obviously those things are made to be broken. But if you have a contract with the actual team, it's a different, you know, it's a different deal. And, you know, they don't want to go, you know, the NCAA is Ohio State. It is Alabama. You know, it is USC. I always emphasize that to people. It's not some entity sitting over in Indianapolis just making rules. You know, I mean, you know, the thing, rules are made. And decisions are made by, you know, joint vote or consultations and stuff. So until they can wrap their head around the next step, which is contracts. I mean, obviously they're going to revenue sharing starting this coming year. If they can fend off enough lawyers between now and then. Those are the guys who are really getting rich in this deal, by the way. It ain't the players, it's the lawyers. But if they, you know, can get past that and get to the revenue sharing, then – you know, when you sign a, quote, you know, letter of intent, or whatever you want to call it now, with Ohio State, there's a good chance you might be signing a 3-year contract down the road, you know. And of course, you know what happens with contracts, you know, they eventually, just like in the National Football League, you know, you can trade a contract if you want to. That'll be the next step, I'm sure, is guys are moving on of their own volition now. Pretty soon you'll be obligated, unless the team you're with wants to get rid of you and, you know, for a futures look or something. Who knows what's coming, right? They're already going to 105-man rosters limit, which I think is too bad for walk-ons, really too bad for walk-ons. You know, like Stetson Bennett, you know, would he have ever been at Georgia on a 105-man scholarship? He was starting quarterback on 2 straight national championship teams. So there are kinds of directions this thing can go, but contract – eventually is going to be the word, no matter if they call it that or not. They'll come up with some convoluted, kind of like stupid word for it. But contracts will be what they are, and that's the only way you're going to be able to hang on to your roster and maybe bring other guys in. That's why, fellas, this Ohio State team might be the last of a breed, because they were able to hang on to the guys that came back and they wanted – which is where they spent the vast majority, is that the right term? Anyway, the vast amount of their $20 million or whatever you want to call it NIL situation was spent on taking care of the guys who came back, like JT Tuimoloau, Jack Sawyer, Lathan Ransom, all these guys who ended up playing huge roles. They spent some on the transfer portal, obviously, when you get a Caleb Downs and your winning quarterback, Will Howard, got about, you know, according to some circles, got about $1 million, which isn't very much when you look at what other guys got. Quinshon Judkins, who I think just declared he's going to the NFL. But the guys they brought in and Caleb Downs. And then, of course, Jeremiah Smith, you know, freshman sensation. Everybody knew he was going to be damn good. And, hey, big surprise, he was damn good. But retaining all of that takes money, time, and effort. And it's more effort now than anything else to hang on to guys.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year, because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The legend Tim May joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, you've watched more Will Howard than anybody else. You've seen him probably as much in person as anybody. You watch a whole bunch of NFL stuff on top of all the college you watch, Tim. So your opinion has some resonance here.
Cool. Okay.
You think Will Howard is the starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, I think he is. You know why?
Do tell.
You could see him physically, not really mentally, because he's been all there mentally for a while now. He's a grown-ass man, as Urban Meyer likes to call a guy like that. But you could see him physically get better as the year went on. And that was a large part due to his association with Chip Kelly and Ryan Day. But you could see him mentally get better in how he approached the game. Fellas, he put on a clinic. He put on a clinic in the college football playoff 4-game run. I mean, his numbers were ridiculous. You know, he's the first quarterback in Ohio State history to have 6 games of 80% or better completion percentage. He set the Ohio State school record for career. Go ahead and hit. Or told these guys to go ahead and hit. I mean, I don't know what they're talking, you know, whatever.
We know how that goes.
Person like this talk. Well, he's thrown to all these, you know, big-time players. We still got to get in the vicinity, right? I mean, I hope an NFL quarterback's throwing to big-time receivers if you follow my drift.
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, I mean, he just became a leader of men. And in the championship game, I think he ran the ball 15 times or 16 times. And then he completed, what, his first 13 passes? Are you kidding me? Against one of the top defenses in college football this year, Notre Dame. I mean, if that doesn't say future pro, I don't know what does. Because the main thing that separates the guys from college to pro, just like from high school to college, quarterback-wise, is how quickly do you assume in front of you and make a decision and throw the ball or don't throw the ball and move around and hope things get better, you know, in the next 5 seconds while you got your head up running around, head up looking downfield instead of just looking at where you're going. So he fits all the criteria. Plus, he's a mature young man. And, you know, and in terms of the media aspect, he's a great interview. So I think that's whack-a-mole. You've hit all the little things popping up.
Is Ohio State's quarterback next year on the roster, you think, Tim, is this a transfer portal? Is it Julian?
I believe Julian's saying, and you hear too much. See, we don't get to watch practice, you know.
Yeah.
But I do believe Julian's saying, based on everybody I've talked to, is the real deal.
Okay.
And he's extreme. If you ever watch him just throw the ball just pops out of his hand. I mean, he, you know, Carlsbad, California, up there north of San Diego, and so, you know, everybody's raved about him at every level. And, you know, he was at Alabama until Nick Saban suddenly retired. So Alabama thought he was going to be pretty good. And I think he's going to I think he's probably going to be the guy. But mainly, you know, if you just judge a guy on how the ball comes out of his hand throwing it, there aren't a lot of people, if they lined up for that, you know, for that role in a Hollywood movie, he'd be one of the guys they would have a casting call for sure.
All right, buddy. I know you got the sticks out right now. You're sitting there, you know, paying attention. You in on the TGL or no? You like it?
No.
Hide list over here.
To be honest with you, I didn't get to watch it. I mean, I didn't see it the first time. I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what TGL stands for. So I'm for anything that promotes golf, though, because I love golf. And I'm standing on a golf course right now, you know, and it's a typical Southwest golf course with green fairways and brown grass in the rough. You know, it looks pretty cool. And I'm for anything that promotes the game of golf. I mean, I'm even for Top Golf, even though it's, you know, bowling, really.
You're not incorrect.
You know what's good about it, though?
You're not incorrect.
Top Golf is Top Golf. the bumpers are already up. You don't have to request the bumpers to go up on the gutters. The bumpers are already up. You just got to hit one of those rings out there.
That's a good point.
Am I right?
You're right. I can't argue. Yeah. I have no rebuttal.
There you go.
You're playing golf in January.
What'd you guys think of the championship? Dude, this was unprecedented, this championship run. They played 16 games.
Oh, it was awesome.
Four in a row against top five, top eight opponents. You know, they beat supposedly Tennessee had the best defensive line overall in the Southeastern Conference, and Ohio State ran right through them. We know Oregon beat Ohio State by 1 point in the regular season. Ohio State made them look like Oregon State. You know what I mean? And then we all saw what happened in the against Texas. I mean, that game got close, and then boom. You know, Ohio State makes a couple of plays because they've got outstanding players. You know, there was a super play made by Ohio State that you would want to play over and over in every one of these four games. But which one would you pick? I'm asking you guys, which one would you pick?
So here's the thing with this Ohio State run that blows me away, Tim, and it's the one I would pick. And more than anything else, it is the first drive touchdown against Tennessee after the Michigan debacle where they lost their identity and just completely lost who they were. It was almost like watching a kid turn into a goth kid for like a game, and then all of a sudden realize that they're not a goth kid. Like that, this just this whole Nine Inch Nails metal thing just ain't my vibe. And like all of a sudden in that moment, they had that come to Jesus meeting, and the minute they came out in that Tennessee game, it was like, holy sugar. Like, now we're seeing what this thing looks like. That's the moment it hit me.
Number one, the meeting they had with Ryan Day and then amongst themselves, really, you know, I'm not getting preachy here. I'm just telling you, the spiritual aspect of this team came to the fore because they didn't leave their own players meeting cursing and swinging at each other. They left after circling, wrapping arms around each other and saying a prayer or two. The spiritual aspect of this thing really was the glue that kept this thing together when it could have flown apart like a helicopter with a loose nut. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it really could have flown apart. But I'm telling you, my kaboom moment was the screen pass to Travion Henderson just before halftime against Texas.
What a response, huh?
Texas had just tied the score, and they're feeling all that, and their burnt orange fans are going crazy. And then Travion goes 75 yards.
On a play where Ryan Day said, just call the screen.
exactly. Well, they hardly ever ran that.
Yeah.
And number two, that's what you run because – you know, maybe you're lucky and you get 30, 40 yards, you get to try a field goal. But no, they went from the Red River to the Rio Grande.
That's beautiful. And you know what, though? That play stands out. Of course, the Sawyer play is going to be remembered forever.
Well, the first drive in a Rose Bowl.
Of course. But
the big pass to Jeremiah Smith to wrap it up against Notre Dame.
Exactly.
So it is what it is. It was a postseason run of great plays and unbelievable effort by the defense.
You know, the thing I like most about everything with it, Tim, is for the first time, I think, ever, you've got a real good feel as to absolutely who was the best team in the nation because of the playoff.
Correct. There were no gimmies. There were no flukes. This was hard-earned, like at the casino. It was hard-earned putting your quarters in till that thing went apples all the way across.
Like you're going to tonight.
Or whatever they do. I don't gamble. It's funny. I love coming to Vegas. I don't gamble.
There you go. Well, hit them straight, or better yet, since you're playing golf in January, just hit them.
That's exactly right, brother. Let it roll. Rock.
Let it roll. Get some sun.
You rock in the back swing, and then you let that baby roll. Rock and roll.
So jealous you're getting sun.
Thank you, buddy.
So jealous.
I'm about to hit a chip right now to make amends with my buddy here.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
And thank him for giving us your time, too.
Fellas. See you next week.
Tim May joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.